rubbing bare shoulder blades. Rubbing bare shoulder blades. Rubbing bare shoulder blades.
Yes! You know, just rocking out.
Yeah. Not at all.
suck.
Crowd of the season showed up at Chicago's Comiskey Park for the twilight doubleheader between the White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. 15,000 others had to be turned away. Many had come for Disco Demolition Night, and a promotional gimmick. Between games, as planned, a huge box containing thousands of disco records was blown up.
And it took them a considerable amount of time. A bonfire had been built in the middle of center field.
The rest was unfired. Fans stormed out onto the field in the thousands. Disco records were hurled like frisbees. Bonfires were set. Bombs were thrown. The batting cage was torn down and destroyed. This light up the sky. White Sox players had to be locked in their clubhouse for their own protection. The melee lasted an hour and a half and resulted in 39 arrests and a few minor injuries. But baseball fans missed the second game. It was canceled. The White Sox lost it. It was forfeited to Detroit.
Don't nothing get on your nerves more than some rhythmic that's the same thing over and over again. I mean, it's like making love with one stroke. You know, you tell you the facts, that is.
The Machine Age sort of took its revenge, I think, on music. And disco music became the antithesis of what music used to be, which was a way to communicate. The music, instead of being an anthem or instead of being a voice, became an accompaniment. It was almost the anthem of alienation. Halls were full of people who were mindlessly dancing to a rhythm that was basically a machine. Number one, you could do it all on machines, so you didn't need any people. And that put a lot of people out of work. The record.
The girl pumps tears.